something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your kindness, for your love, for your grace, for your mighty presence with us. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Thank you for the written word of God, the Bible. Thank you for helping us understand the things of the kingdom of God. Thank you for opening our spirits to you, to learn of you, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. And now again, our hearts and our minds are open to hear and receive the word of God. We receive it gladly, with faith and meekness, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. I would like us to turn into our Bibles in 1 Peter chapter 2, read verse 5. Ye also, as lively stones, that means living stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Christianity is not a religion. Now, don't be carried away by the fact that all your life when you went through school, they gave you several forms to fill. And in some of those forms, you had options for religion. And there was Islam, there was Christianity, others. And you ticked Christianity. Somehow, we've been carried away by the world's description of Christianity. They think it's a religion. It's not a religion. When you study the Bible, you find Christianity is not a religion. In fact, many Christians don't even know that. They think it's a religion. So they say, my religion is Christianity. But Christianity is not a religion. Somebody said, well, it depends on how you think of it. No, in reality, it's not a religion. I'd like to ask you a question. Your relationship with your father at home or with your brother, your sibling, is that a religion? Talk to me. When you were born into the family, your earthly family, biological family, was it a religion that started? Was that a religion? Not a religion. Somebody said, well, if you believe in God, that's religion. No, Christianity is not believing in God. You are not a Christian because you believe in God. In fact, the Bible says the devils also believe in God and tremble. I don't make them Christians. Christianity can only begin if you believe in God. But that is not Christianity. Christ comes into your heart and you receive eternal life, the life of God, the life and nature of God. And that life begins functioning in you and through you. That's Christianity. It's no religion at all. It is the living, pulsating life of Christ in a human person. That's Christianity. It's God living through you. That's Christianity. Christ in you, manifesting the glory of his word in you. That's Christianity. It's not a religion. And so, when you come to Christ to receive eternal life and you become a Christian, you've got to learn about that life, how to live it. It's a life, not a lifestyle. There's a great difference between the two. Christianity is not a lifestyle. Christianity is a life. But there is a lifestyle in Christianity. In other words, a way of life in Christianity. But Christianity is not a way of life. It is a life. It is the life of God in you, manifested through you. And it has a way of life. That way of life is what you study about in the Bible. But you'll never understand it until you understand first the life that gives it a way of life. You get it? That's why it's so important where you go to church. Because just because somebody is a good Christian and a good pastor and a kind pastor and a wonderful pastor doesn't mean he knows the word. It doesn't mean he knows the word. The word of God is a revelation. And if one is not taught that word, if one doesn't have that revelation, he can't live it. That's why we have so many baby Christians all around the world. That's why there's so many who don't understand what Christianity is. And that's why there's so much infighting among Christians. Because they don't know what they've got. They don't know who they are. So you got those who believe in water baptism by sprinkling, aspersion, by immersion. Then there are those who don't believe in it at all. Then there are those who believe in speaking in tongues, and there are those who don't. And there are those who believe in miracles for the past and not for today. Or even if God works miracles today, they say not by people like us. All kinds of believers. Because they haven't been taught the word of God. Most people just don't know. Because they don't have time for the Bible. Including ministers. There are many ministers who don't have time to read the Bible. They're occupied by lots of other things. So, God says, my people perish because they lack knowledge. They lack knowledge. That's why there's a lot of praying about our needs. You know, people are looking for those who pray for them about what they need. They got needs in the business, in the jobs, in the family. There's a need in their health. There's a need here and there. And so they're always looking for somebody, you know, to pray for them like that. But you see, if you've been listening to the Word of God and you've been trained in the Word of God, you become a helper instead of the needy. People go to native doctors to do something for them and give them good luck. And it does work. It works from the devil's way. Just that, you know, for Satan, nothing goes for nothing. You know what I'm talking about. In Christ, we do have that ability. Otherwise, ask Jesus, where did the fish come from? Because there was no fish. And yet Jesus said, cast the net on this side and you shall find. The guy said, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. There couldn't be any fish here. But because you said it, I will do it. They cast the net into the water and now they couldn't pull it up. It was too much. When Peter saw that, after they dragged the net out and saw the multitude of fishes, he fell down on his face. He said, please depart from me. I'm a sinful man. Hallelujah. Ask Jesus where the fish came from. That same Christ that brought fish where they didn't have no fish. Is the one that gives you supernatural ability today. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you now that the anointing of the Holy Ghost rests upon you and you receive divine ability. Giftings of God. Amen. At this moment in the name of Jesus. Amen. That ability will cause you to prosper. Amen. In your job, in your business. Amen. Supernatural ability. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Speak in other tongues. Be filled with the Spirit.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.